sexual heart. Amen. Amen. It's a fact. It's a fact tonight. Jesus loves us. Amen. I appreciate them little girls saying it. He said them little bitty ones. Amen. Even though Jesus loves them. Amen. I like Little Lily's version. Amen. Brown, black, and white. Amen. Amen. They love each one of us. Hey, God don't leave nobody out. I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Brother Rex is talking about that. Jesus said he left the 99 in the fold. He left the 99 and went to seek that one that was lost. But the Bible says that he left those 99 in the fold. Amen. Amen. Left those 99 in a place of safety and left those 99 where we could watch over each other. Amen. Left those 99, praise God, where God could allow us to come alongside each other, encourage each other. Amen. While he went out to search for those that was lost, that he might bring them in too. Praise the Lord. I like that part. Amen. And you know, the devil will come up today, Brother Jeff, he'll say, well, the church ain't really important. People will tell you, say, well, you know, you don't have to go to church to be saved. I tell you what, if you don't go to church, praise God, you'll never get no help. Amen. There's a holy God today that loves you and he wants you to be in his house. Amen. He wants us to be where we can get encouraged and encourage one another. Amen. Maybe that you're the very one that God wants to use to encourage somebody else. Amen. And if we choose not to go and not to come, then you may be the very one that's supposed to be there to help encourage me. I want to say that, hey, when you're here, it encourages me. Amen. When Sister Pat's here, and I know she struggles with her lungs and things, but I tell you what, when I see her come in that door, hey, just something inside me just stirs up. Amen. Because I know that she's getting something, praise the Lord, that's helping her. And boy, I don't know about you, but it excites me. Hey, it ought to excite you to see her here. God just blessed her one more time. He gave her one more opportunity to be in his house. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the Lord what he's doing. Amen. And I appreciate what he's doing in the church. These last days in which we live, God's a moving in a mighty way like he's never moved before. Amen. I see it. You can see it too if you open your eyes. Amen. The Lord's wanting to do something. And the very reason he's trying to discourage us and distract us is because he don't want us to get in. The devil don't want us to get in. Amen. Because he knows if we do, the Lord's going to bless us on purpose. He's going to fill us full. Like I was talking about that bottle of water this morning. Amen. Till it's full. God wants us to have joy to the full. Praise God. And amen. If we decide to get in, God will help us. He'll fill us up. Amen. I think we stand at the door. I think we're like some of them prophets were in the time of Elijah. They stood back and they watched from afar. I think we've been back watching from afar too long. Amen. Amen. We need to get up. We need to get up close to where the Lord can bless us. Amen. Where the good stuff is, and just get in and be partakers in what God's got for us, for you this evening, because he's wanting to bless you. He's wanting to help you and encourage you and just lead us along, get us ready for that at home going day. Amen. Brother Andrew is singing, praise the Lord. Amen. One of these days he's gonna say, come up hither. And we better be ready. If we ain't ready, we will be left behind. Amen. You can be nonchalant about it, pop your blow gum, and act like it don't matter. But it will matter whenever the trumpet sounds, whenever you look around and there's nobody there no more. You young people, you better get in, amen, and love the Lord. You better allow the Lord to work in your lives, because one day you may look up. I told the boys on the camping trip, hey, amen, if we don't get saved today, when the Holy Ghost comes in our heart and he sends the message to our heart and encourages us and tells us, you know, the Lord loves you and he wants to save you. He don't want you to go to hell. You better get in. Amen. Amen. Because you could deny and reject. You could push that away. You could send away your day of grace. Yes, sir. Amen. There's people all around this country today that's sending away their day of grace. God's just speaking to her heart, begging them to be saved and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And they just push him away and they say, not today. Not to. I wonder about that little old 15-year brother, Frank Taylor's little grandson. 15 years old. The other day coming up to it, when they got in that car and they took off down the road, he never thought nothing about going out of here. But before he got to the house, They dropped off road, overcorrected, and crashed into a tree, and he's gone out of here in eternity, lost. Well, they said he was saved, but he had that opportunity. But what if he had been lost? Yeah. What if he had been lost? He'd went out into eternity lost without God. But we have an opportunity. God's still speaking to our hearts, amen. And we better get in. Because there may be a day He turned you over to a reprobate mind and you can't get in. But while we can still get in, praise God, we better get in, amen, because one of these days, glory to God, that trumpet's going to sound and He's going to say, come up hither, and we're going to go out of here, praise God, glory be, with a shout, and I believe we'll be a shouting, praise God, after we leave the ground. Hey, glory, amen, it won't start right here. I mean, it'll start over there, amen, when we're in the air, amen, when we meet those others, glory to God, and praise God, they come up out of the ground, and those that's alive and remain will be called up, glory to God. I tell you what a day that's going to be. And we better be ready.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Could you imagine what that's going to be like? Hey, man, just be down there getting and praise God, and all of a sudden, phew, out of here. Say, preacher, you hung up on the rapture. I tell you what, son, we better get ready.
Amen.
Amen. I told the boys over on the camping trip, it's going to be sad when one of these days, when these little old boys and girls, they come home and they get out of school and they're coming home on the bus. If they're lucky, their bus driver, it won't be saved. Because if he's saved, praise God, he's going to just go on out of here and they'll be defending for themselves. But can you imagine that lost bus driver, that load of kids? All of a sudden they look around, two or three of them little old youngins take off, they're gone. Ain't nothing left but their book bag.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. Ain't nothing left but their book bag and their clothes, praise God. They done went out of here. Amen. And they look around and they're confused. They ask the bus driver, what's happening? He said, I don't know, just hang on, I'm going to get you to your house. And they take them little old boys, them little old girls, he runs them out through the street, pulls up to where they live, and them little old boys and little old girls, they get out of their off the bus, and they go run into the house. Hey, man, they don't even worry about their book bags. They don't worry about their school books. They don't worry about their lunch bucket. Praise God, they just leave everything behind, and they head for the house. They got to get to mama. They got to get to daddy. They got to find out what's going on. But when they run in that house, they open that door, and they run in, and they say, mama, mama. Daddy! Daddy! And there's no answer. And they run to one room. And they run to another room. And they run all around downstairs. And then they run upstairs. And they holler, Mama! Daddy! Mama! Daddy! And there's no answer. Oh, God help. Oh, God help. And they run all over that house. Holler, Mama! Daddy! Mama! Daddy! There's nobody there. And Mama told him, Jesse, Mama told him from the time there's a little kid, said, you need to love Jesus. Jesus loves you. He died for you. She reads them the bedtime story. She tells them about Jesus. Tells them about how good God is. Tells them about little David, how he stood against, how God allowed him to stand against the giants. And she said, hey, you'll have giants in your life, but praise God, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll help you overcome them giants. Amen. Said, if you'll just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He'll help you. He'll go with you all the way. Man, He'll be there with you every day. He'll be with you all the way. He'll never forsake you. Amen. All these things. Can you just imagine? You imagine how it begins to run through his mind, how he rehearses every story, everything Mama's told him about the Lord, every time she read a verse, every time she quoted a scripture, every time they sung a song in church. It'll be running through his mind. As he runs through air, screaming, Mama! Daddy! And every time he hollers, every time he screams, it gets a little more anxious. Can you see it? Ain't a very present picture, is it? Oh, what sadness. What sadness. He begins to think, little Junior, little Sissy, they begin to run through the house and they begin to think about how Daddy told them when Daddy would go out behind the house and his favorite, his prayer place, and they could hear him out there crying out. And they'd say, oh, Lord, would you save Sissy? Would you touch her life, oh, God? Lord, I pray that you'd manifest yourself to her one more time, Lord, that she might get in. Oh, please, Lord, don't let her die and go to hell. Oh, God, that rehearses in her little mind as she remembers. She remembers. She remembers. She remembers. Oh, God, she remembers the time when the Holy Ghost of God dealt with her heart. She remembers time sitting in a pew about two-thirds way back on the left side. And she remembers the Holy Ghost of God dealing with her heart. Amen. It felt like she was going to die. And the preacher said, there's somebody here. There's somebody here this morning. The Holy Ghost of God's dealing with your heart. It may be the last chance that you'll ever have. And she remembers sitting there beside of her little girlfriend. And she said, oh goodness, Lord, if I go up there, what will she think? If I go up there and get saved, what will she think? And she'll sit there and she'll send away her day of grace. God dealing with her little heart to get saved. And she'll sit there and say, oh Lord, not today. Not today, Lord. Can you imagine this scenario? Could you imagine this scenario? She's heard the Sunday before the rapture. The Sunday before the rapture, they're sitting on a pew in an old-time Holy Ghost Baptist church. People's are shouting and praising God. Amen. Songs of Zion are going up, praise God. Old saints of God, old mamas and old daddies are standing up, lifting their arms to glory, saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Amen. She sits there and she sees all this taking place, all these people all around her getting in. And she can't get in. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost moves on her heart. Can you imagine? I mean, in the awesome power of God, you know what the Holy Ghost can do. You know when the Holy Ghost speaks to your heart, He begins to show you that you're just an old sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. If you die, you're going to go to hell lost without God. To burn, praise God, in the flames forever and ever and ever. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God comes to you. Amen. Some old man of God. Because He loves you, praise God, He spits and He slobbers and He tells you how much Jesus loves you. How He cares for you. How He come and He died for you for your wicked sins. And He come to seek you and to save you. And here's something to stir on your heart. And you know, praise God, you know it's the Holy Ghost of God trying to get your attention, wanting you to be saved. Could you imagine if she sat there? She runs through the house looking for mom and daddy. Can't find them nowhere. Runs downstairs to the basement. Well, maybe they're down there at the laundry room. Maybe they're down in the basement. Maybe they're trying to figure out what's wrong. Maybe they're down there praying. Maybe they're praying for her. Maybe she can get in. She goes running down to the basement. But there's no mama. And there's no daddy. And Brother Dave, there's nobody praying. There's nobody left to pray. There's nobody else to call her name out to Jesus. Could you imagine? But I tell you, church, if we don't get in and we don't get saved and we don't start living right, praise God, if we don't humble ourselves and cry out to God in these last days, we're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of our loved ones to be left behind. You say, well, so what, preacher? That won't matter. We'll just go on with life. Little sissy, she'll just pick up. Hey, look, boy, what a blessing. She's got the whole house to herself. Got the whole house herself. She can do whatever she wants to now. It don't work that way. Because you see, the devil says there's a time coming after the rapture church, a time called tribulation. It's going to be worse than anything this world has ever seen. The Antichrist is going to come on the scene, and the place where little sissy lived, she's going to come up and they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, you can't have that. That's ours. Amen. You got to get out. You got to get out of here. You see, the Lord Jesus wanted her. The Lord Jesus wanted to save her. The Lord Jesus wanted her for Himself. But she didn't want Him. Now she's left behind. And guess what, Brother Andrew? Nobody wants her. There's nobody left that wants her. She's on her own. Nobody to care. Nobody to care. You say, well, preacher, that'd be all right with me. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. We're not, human beings are not designed to be alone. Amen? We're not. We're not designed. You're not designed. I don't care how much of a loner you are. You're not designed to be alone all by yourself. It ain't. See, God created us to desire fellowship. Amen? God created, Brother Rex, God created me and you to desire fellowship.
Amen.
To be with our own kind. Amen. To fellowship with ourselves. To fellowship with God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way we were created. That's the way God created us, just to fellowship. To have fellowship. Amen. Can you imagine being left alone with nobody that cares about you? Only people in the world, all they want to do is beat you down and ridicule you and treat you bad. But the thing is, during that awful time, it's not going to get no better, but it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Amen? For 3.5 years, he's going to make out like it's pretty good. While all the time, there's devastation taking place all over the world, but he's covering it up pretty good. Huh? The devil's a liar and a stinking cheat. And he'll cheat you out of your life if you'll let him. But praise God, there's a good God of glory tonight, amen, that'll give you life. And when he gives us what he gives us, praise God, he gives it in abundance. I mean, overflowing, praise God. And all we got to do, he says we got to do is just want it. Amen. If we want that abundant life, praise God. He said he'd give us life. Amen. And give it in abundance. That means it's overflowing. You know what I mean? That means it's running over, praise God. That's what we get in the Lord Jesus Christ. It don't get no better than that. It's like going to the bank and taking you a big old pot and saying, well, you know, I don't know. They just sent me down here and told me you'd give me what I had coming to me. Oh, goodness, if that was me and you in the world, you know what they'd give us? They'd just beat us down and tell us to get lost. But when we're a child of God and we love Him and we know that He loves us, Jesse, we go in that bank, praise God, of redemption, that bank of grace, praise God. Amen. We pull up with our pot, praise God, and God, and we say, I don't know what you got for me, but I just brought my pot. And praise God, I come in faith believing that you got something for me. And they say, oh yeah, I know who you are. You're Jeremiah. Praise God, I can tell you today you got in when you put a deposit on your account. Glory be to God. And now here, hold on just a minute. I've got your due.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. He goes in there, treasurer of heaven, praise God, comes out and fills your pot full to running over. Amen. That's what God's got for us. If we want it today, praise God, why wouldn't anybody want that? Well, what do we see around you? Young people, listen to me. What do you see around you today? It's so great. It would be better than heaven. We better decide today whose side we're on. Amen. We better choose the Lord Jesus Christ or we're going to be left behind. When you're left behind, you know what you do? Jeremiah, those that get left behind, those that don't do like you did, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, when they take their pot up there to that big bank of glory, and they say, well, just give me what I deserve, you know what they get? They get a pot full of punishment. Amen. Everything that they desire. See, we see all this around us. We don't take none of that with us. I don't care if you're Rockefeller. I don't care if you're that computer guy. I don't care who you are, praise God. You don't take nothing with you. Job says, naked came I into the world. Amen. And that's the way you'll go out. You ain't take nothing with you. And when they pull up there and they bring their pot, during that time of tribulation, that time of great tribulation, they ain't going to get nothing in their pot but sorrows and heartache and grief. You say, wait a minute. That's what we're getting now. Yeah. Amen. We're getting all that we need. I'm getting all that I got and I want now. I want my pot to be full of joy and peace and happiness. I want the grace of God to be ministered to my heart. I want the blessings, praise God, from the throne of grace to be showered on me. Amen. See, I'm in this thing for a reason. Amen. Because I've got a blessed promise. And God's told me, He said, hey, listen. He said, take this promise that I've given you and share it with everybody you can. You know, today, if God said, Brother Bill said, and I was a representative from the government. I come to you and I said, Brother Bill, we're going to give you $100 million today. You'd say, well, Why? What? What? No question. We're going to give you $100 million today. It's yours. You, all you got to do is receive it. Amen? Just receive it. And it's yours. Well, now, Brother Bill, he can say, well, you know, I don't need no money. I'm all right. I don't want that. You just take it back. Whoever sent that out here, just be crazy, wouldn't he? Huh? Be stupid. Amen. Amen. He'd be ready for a padded room. If somebody come, Brother Chris with $100 million, say, here it is, all you got to do is receive it. A man that didn't hey, your hands couldn't stay in your pockets. Amen. That'd pop out, kill them. Amen. To get that, to receive it on yourself, to take that before they change their mind. Amen. Wouldn't they? If you say no, you're a lying and the truth ain't in you. Need to come repent. Amen. Your hands would pop out of your pocket. I don't care how deep you had them down in there. Praise God, they'd pop out and there they'd be. But the Lord's offering us a free gift of eternal life.
Yes,
amen. With all the blessings God has to pour out on all the promise in this blessed old book.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Every one of them, praise God. God said, I want to pour them out on you. I want to give them to you.
Amen.
Will you accept them? But these people today are sitting back and they're saying, man, Lord, I don't want that. I'm just going to keep with what I have here. I got news for you. Let me just say this. Look at me. Everybody look at me for a minute. Everything you see around us, it don't belong to you. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about everything you have at home, everything you have in your house, everything you have in your driveway, every hat thing you have under your boat lodge. None of that belongs to you. You say, oh, yes, preacher, it belongs to me. I've got the title. Yeah, you got a title, but it don't belong to you. You say, yes, it does. It's mine. I worked out. I paid for that. Well, let me tell you something. You don't pay your taxes on that, and you see how long you hold that. Amen? You don't pay your tax. See, we don't have nothing here. There's nothing here to hold on to. Amen. But God has got, He's got more than $1 million. He's got eternal life, praise God, that He's offering to me and you. He's offered, praise God. He offered, praise God. He put it in His Son, sent Him to earth to die for me and you. Take up, praise God, all the punishment, redemption, praise God. He paid the price so that you could receive it. When the Holy Ghost moves on your heart. See, little old sissy, whenever the Holy Ghost was moving on her heart. That morning before the rapture. I wonder if she would have knew. If somebody would have told her, said, Sissy. If her little friend that was keeping her from getting saved. Would have reached over and whispered to her and said, Sissy. The rapture's going to take place tomorrow. You better go get saved. I wonder if she had got saved. I wonder if she had got in. But I'm telling you today, youngins. On the authority of God's Word, the rapture may take place tomorrow. It may take place today. And if you're not in, praise God, you will be left behind. When it comes time to present you, God will say, He'll look at you and He'll look on the book at the great white throne judgment. Amen. What happened is body goes back to dust from which it come and the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. One, that the spirit that's lost. That's that part of us that helps us move and breathe and have our being. It's the very essence of who we are. Amen. The spirit goes back to God who gave it, and it either goes to hell or it goes to heaven. Amen. Can you imagine being in the regions of them in hell for years and years, well, at least 1,000 years. You say, well, how do you know that? Because the great white throne judgment don't take place after the millennium. Amen. To after the 1,000-year reign with Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe in that mess. You need to go to Isaiah 65 and read what the Bible says. It said there's going to be a day, praise God, when people will die at 100 years old. Amen. And then they'll be caught thanking their children. You say, well, preacher, they're talking about heaven. Ain't nobody dies in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nobody dies in heaven. It's talking about right here when Christ rules and reigns here on earth for 1,000 years. Amen. Can you imagine being in hell and torment, in anguish, weeping and wailing, gnashing teeth, or your worm dieth not. You know what that is? You know what that worm is? That's the most vilest thing that's ever bothered you. Amen? The most wicked, vilest thing that's ever bothered you and tormented you, it's going to be... The Bible said the wicked will be wicked still. You young people, these people all the time say, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and go to hell and me and my friends are going to party! No, you won't. Your friends will hate your guts.
Yes, sir.
They'll say, hey, you went to church. Why didn't you tell me about this awful place? You sorry rascal. I hate you. Jack the Ripper and all them murders still be murdering still.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be no sleep. There'll be no peace. There'll be no rest. Amen. Just wickedness and wickedness day after day, year after year, hour after hour for eternity. But then there'll come a day. That's bad enough, ain't it? But after 1,000 years, there's going to be a great white throne judgment. And God's going to take all the wicked dead. He's going to bring them up out of there. The Bible said He's going to judge them. Amen. He's going to open a book, the book of life, and another book. And they're going to say, well, Lord, I know my name. I know my name's not written in the Lamb's book of life. I never accepted Jesus, but I lived a good life. I done everything right. How many of you think you're good enough to get to heaven without Jesus? Not a one of us. And then the Bible says that's why that other book's there. He opens up that other book. But I think the saddest part about that's going to be when he opens that other book, he said, well, right here you were disobedient to me. Oh, and here you were disobedient to your parents. And here you were disobedient to law enforcement. And here you had hate and malice in your heart. Here this day you had unforgiveness. Huh? How many of you going to get in now? But then the saddest part would be after he goes through that whole big list, he's got page after page. He keeps excellent records of our lives. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because he said he knows how many hairs is in our head. Amen. If you lose one, he knows it. Amen. I mean, hey, some of us, he's not, Brother Andrew, he's not having to keep us quite a good record with because we don't have as much to keep up with. But the saddest part about that day is when he says, hey, look, you know what? You didn't do enough. You weren't good enough to get in. But then the saddest part about it is this. He's going to take that Lamb's Book of Life and he's going to open it up to a place where your name is, where your name should have been. And he said, right here should have been your name. Right here, before the foundation of the world, I purpose for your name to be. But you never accepted me. You never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You never allowed me to come into your heart and to be your Lord. Your name. And he's going to close those books. And he's going to look at them, Jesse, and he's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. And then the Bible says they're going to be taken up and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. I don't know about you. I don't want that. I don't want that. If I had an enemy, I hope I don't. Amen. Not that I know of. I try to love everybody. But if I had an enemy, I wouldn't want him to die and go to hell. I want to be able to, sometime or another, to tell him about Jesus. Number one, I won't tell him I love him and forgive me. Amen. Forgive me for my part. Amen. If I made you mad, if I've hurt you, praise, I want you to forgive me of my part. Amen. And then when he says, well, okay, I forgive you. I said, well, now I want to tell you, I want you to be saved. I want you to go to heaven with me. I love you. I want to see you in heaven. He said, preacher, I'd never do that. These people that, well, we can if we got the love of God in our heart. Amen. Amen. We can if we got the love of God in our heart. We can forgive those that despitefully use us if we got the love of God in our heart. But it takes a big man, Jeremiah, to admit when you're wrong. And it takes an even bigger person to accept wrong from somebody else. When somebody's done you wrong, you say, you know what? I know it's wrong, but I'm going to love them anyway. Amen. I'm going to love them anyway. I'm going to love them. So, I'm going to love them in so many ways that it's going to fix it. Amen. You a preacher? That's a hard time. Yeah, but that's God. That's when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and we trust in Him. Then He begins to make that difference. The difference that we can't make ourselves. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves, but He can. Amen. Can you imagine little Sissy while she's all this stuff's going through her mind? Mom and Daddy's done gone. They're gone. She'll never see them again. Never see them again. She'll try to find relatives. Maybe a mama or a papa somewhere that's still around. But if mama and daddy loved the Lord and had a close relationship, then probably grandma and papa had a relationship with the Lord too. That's how mama and daddy got in. Amen. Because mama and papa had a relationship with Christ. So mama and daddy got in. They had a relationship with Christ and they was trying to pass it down to her. But she wouldn't accept it. She had other things she wanted to do. This world had such an appeal. Amen. Is it worth missing heaven for? It ain't worth it. Amen. It ain't nothing worth missing heaven for. We need to decide today who we'll serve. Whether this old world and mammon, the things that's in it, or the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Andrew, I'm going to go with Jesus. His promises is a whole lot sure. Whole lot more sure than what the world and the devil has to offer me. Amen. I'm promised. Hey, I may not get nothing else. I may never get, Brother John Fry, I may never get another blessing in this world. But I've been promised a place. Amen. Amen. Brother Rex, I've been promised a place from God that He's gone to prepare for me. And He said, if I go and prepare you a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you may be also. If I don't receive another blessing, Brother Rex, I'm just going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep telling you about Jesus. I'm going to be telling you the Lord loves you, and I'm going to love you, praise God, and try to get you to go to the promise with me. Amen. Where's the promise at? It's in the promised land. Amen. Amen. Them old saints of God, they knew what they were talking about. They was a promised land.
Yes, sir.
Abraham said, hey, look, I ain't got no... He said, the Bible said he was a stranger and a sojourner here. They told him, he said, got down there in Egypt, he said... They said, what are you looking for? Oh, Abraham said, what are you looking for? I thought you was going to plant had your tent cap pitched up there. He said, yeah, but said, I'm not looking for a, I'm not, it ain't the place that I'm looking for. And they said, Abraham, what kind of place? Hey, you had the well water plant, you had all this around you, you had everything. I mean, all you had to do, you got everything there was to offer. What are you looking for? Abraham said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. He said, I'm not going to be satisfied till I see it. Amen. Boy, if God's church, if God's people, me and you could get the mentality that we're not going to be satisfied till we see paradise. Till we see the celestial city of God. Amen. I'm not going to be satisfied. Nothing can satisfy me. But boy, I tell you, I'm satisfied in my Lord. Because He's the one that's made me the promise. And guess what? He can't lie, Brother Robert. He made you a promise. Amen? Jesus, Brother Chris, God made you a promise. Amen? He said, I promise you a place. I've gone to prepare you a place. He said, all you have to do is prepare for that place. Brother Robert, he said, I've prepared you a place. I don't know about you, but Brother Mike, I ain't settling for nothing but that place He's prepared me. Amen? The promise that God's made me, I'll not settle for less. Why should we? Why should we settle for less than what God has for His people? Amen? I'm not. I'm not settling for less. I'm not going to stake out a claim here, praise God. I'm going to stake mine out in glory. Where my rewards will be. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because I'm going to keep working for the Lord. I'm going to keep serving my master. Amen. I'm going to continue to be led by the chief shepherd, by the master shepherd, praise God. So he leads me in a path of righteousness and, praise God, presents me one day. We'll pull up that gate. Can you imagine? Pull up that gate to our glory. Oh, gates of pearl, so beautiful to behold. And mansions standing everywhere on streets of purest gold. We'll pull up one day, children of God. We'll pull up that street one day, praise God, them gates. And the Lord of hosts, the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, you think he'll be the one in? Who else could? Amen. Who else had promised us he'd take us all the way, praise God, to the promise? Jesus did. Amen. He said, I'll take you all the way to the promise. And I'm going to say, about that time, you know what this little old boy is going to say? I'm going to, thank God that I just kept looking to the promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to say, enter in. Lord, listen. He's going to say, enter in, you blessed of the Lord. Amen. What does that mean? What does that mean? You blessed of the Lord. That means God's going to... He said, praise you. You think you've been blessed till now? Said, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
Amen. So you ain't seen nothing yet. God's going to pour it all on you. He's going to give you the best He's got. Amen. You know what's amazing? Every now and then, He gives us little touches now. Just little glimpses of glory. Little glimpses of blessings. But it ain't nothing compared to what He's got for us. Amen. For those who trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust and obey. That's all He asks us to do. Amen. Just to trust and obey. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12, I believe it is. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. Amen. That's all God asks. That's all God... That's not much of a... You mean there ain't a big old list of things we... No. Just fear God and keep His commandments. Listen to Him. That means we've got to listen to Him. That means we got two ears and one mouth. That means we keep our mouth shut and we keep our ears open. Amen? That would do us Baptists, it would do us more good if we could just keep our mouth shut and keep our ears open. Because God could bless us in and we would know that He wants to bless us. See, we talk so much. And we don't listen, so we don't even know most of the time when God's wanting to bless us. But He said, I've got to... Could you imagine? Could you imagine that little old girl, Sissy, maybe a teenager, missing heaven? Missing... Had the opportunity, but end up in hell instead. Because she said, you know what? I don't need that. I don't need that right now. And send away her day of grace. But I'm afraid, you know, United States of America, it's a happening every day. Because we, as God's people, aren't sincere enough with God. We're not sincere. We're not sincere in what we do. We just go through the motion of being children of God. We go through the motion of Christianity. Amen. We get up on Sunday morning, we come to church because that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Oh me. And we might go back Sunday night, and we might go back Wednesday night. But, you know, that's if we don't have something else to do. I wonder what happened if God was too busy for us. See, the Bible says we're supposed to be good stewards. That means we pay our tithes, right? Maybe offer up an offering or something, a little extra of what God's already blessed us with. It's already His. But He also said we're supposed to be good stewards. That's a tenth. That's a tithe. That's a tithe of our time. And a tithe of her money. Amen. I wonder how much time we give to God. How much time do you give to God? And then we wonder why our children are slipping off into hell. We wonder why our loved ones, why our brothers and sisters, why we can't get them in. Because of our insincerity. Because we don't really care. Amen. I'll just be honest. We just really don't care. God help us. God, you know what? I believe if we had our eyes on the promise, And that was the most prominent thing in our life, was that promise. Because I want to get there. Amen, Brother Dean? I want to get there. I want to attain the promise. But I want my son, I want my daughter, I want my little granddaughter, praise you, to attain that promise too.
Amen.
So you know what that means? That means that daddy has to stay faithful. And daddy has to keep telling them. And daddy has to keep loving them. Amen. And daddy has to keep encouraging them to get in. Amen. To get in. And I've got to stay there where they can see that it's worthwhile. Amen. So I can tell them, say, boy, God sure blessed me today. Showed up on purpose, praise God. Amen. Why? Because I've got my eyes on the prize. Because I don't want to be left behind. I'm not going to be left behind. Amen. I'm going out of here. Praise God. When that trump and that shout takes place, praise God, this old boy's gone. Amen. As old fellow said, you can color me bye-bye. Amen. Because I'll be gone. Amen. Jesse, you going to be gone? Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. We're going out of here. We're going to go be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What about you tonight? What about you tonight? I want to ask you tonight, if the rapture took place right now, if it took place today, if it took place tonight. Now listen to me. Listen to me. If it took place tonight and you was in there in your bed, when you got up in the morning, let me just ask you this. How many people would still be in your house come morning time? If the rapture took place tonight, how many people would still be in your house in the morning? Wouldn't it be sad if everybody was gone but you? Everybody gone, and to know, I mean, just that quick. You've heard the gospel, you've heard the message, you've heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, that quick! You'd know exactly where they went. There'd be no doubt that you wouldn't have to think about it. That quick, you'd be left behind and you'd know it.